This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you were with us, or you were with the terrorists.
But I also believe a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We're going to take all the guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Global governance at last. Is it one world? The central bankers in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Joe Biggs here with Infowars.com with an update on something that has happened in the last 24 hours. Something that is probably the most horrendous act ever carried out on American soil. No, not Pearl Harbor. Not even 9/11. Something far worse than that. This is the punch heard round the world. And now we're going to bring in Darren McBreen to talk about this. Now, Darren, hey, we're not at a Trump rally, man. Come on. So what's going on right now? We're flipping through all the news channels a second ago, and all I'm seeing is this incident that kind of unfolded where someone got punched at a Trump rally.
It's on every single channel. I mean, you can't get away from it. By the time you see this video, you've probably already seen the video of Rakeem Jones, who's a protester at a Donald Trump rally. And he said he was there as a social experiment. Well, him and his friends went to the Trump rally. They started yelling at Donald Trump. As soon as Donald Trump got on the stage, they were quickly met by security and police officers who then began to escort them out of the building. And then a 78-year-old man named John McGraw sucker punched Rakeem in the face. It looked like it was an elbow or maybe a punch in the face. It was hard to see from the angle that I was looking at. And then the police officers, rather than apprehending the guy who punched Rakeem, they went after the black guy and they escorted him off.
Yeah, so basically what you're saying is you have a group of people who went looking for trouble. They found trouble, and now they're calling.
It was a social experiment.
Oh, okay. So they found that experiment. They got their cause and effect. And now they're complaining about it on national TV. They're being held up as these heroes.
National heroes now. Hillary Clinton's already been asked about it.
Count me among those who are truly distraught and even appalled by a lot of what I see. Mr. Trump should not be urging people on. This is deeply distressing. And I think as the campaign goes further, more and more Americans are going to be, you know, really disturbed by the kind of campaign he's running.
All you're going to see for the entire weekend, you're going to see this again and again and again. And this guy, Rakeem Jones, is going to be a national hero. I'm going to predict it right now. Barack Obama is going to invite Rakeem Jones to the White House. You watch.
This is something that they're trying to use. They're doing everything they can to go and derail Trump. They know that people are showing up to his rallies. They're emotional.
And I want to say one more thing. By the way, at this rally and the average Trump rally, there are people of all color. All right. There's lots of black folks there. There's lots of every race and color you can imagine is at these Trump rallies.
You know, it's something you never want to see happen. But again, it's not connected to the campaign whatsoever. It It's something that happened in the crowd by bystanders.
I guess, Jeff, what some would say here, let me ask you, some would say it is connected to the campaign, or maybe it's connected to the campaign in terms of the tone and the atmosphere that the candidate himself is creating.
But MSNBC is going to continue to play this over and over again. You're going to know that name, Rakeem Jones, by heart at the end of the day. Stay tuned for more reports about the punch heard around the world. I'm Joe Biggs with
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigyrex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we have Alex Jones joining us reporting from the road. Alex?
Absolutely, David. You know, I am obviously listening to the show via the free iPhone app that's at InfoWars.com/show, along with the Droid app and the rest of it. And I had just pulled in to the home office to go in and complete some work. And I heard that report with Joe Biggs and, of course, Terry McGreen. So I literally, as I was walking in, got on my phone, pulled up the video. It's on InfoWars.com. And I'm going to put that report right now on YouTube for everybody else as well. The punch heard around the world. And, of course, for those that don't know what the shot heard around the world is, there's a lot of new people listening. A lot of people aren't Americans. But in 1775, the Redcoats came to Lexington and Concord to confiscate the firearms, the gunpowder, and the shot, or the quote, you know, round bullets before they had cartridges. They came to take the firearms. That's what really finally kicked off 1776. Imagine folks out in the middle of nowhere and in the wilderness and, you know, can't have guns now. That's just crazy. So that's what started the whole deal. Well, they're claiming this is the new revolution being started. George Soros has primed it, hundreds of millions of dollars, $35 million just in Ferguson, trying to start a race war, trying to fan the flames, trying to turn everybody against each other, taking some legitimate issues and twisting them, others just making stuff up, to literally get us at each other's throats. And they keep sending in these big groups of people, white, black, Hispanic, Canadian, but a lot of times, you know, groups of black folks going in to these Trump rallies, screaming, yelling, bumping into people, running over Secret Service people, you name it, saying, quote, it's a social experiment. And they were just playing the clip where they admitted it's a social experiment. So they know that if you go to a rally of 25,000 people and run around screaming and yelling, that there's going to be some hothead who's mad. Maybe he's mad because his job got shipped overseas. Maybe he is a racist, whatever. 25,000 people, you're marching past thousands of them. You're bumping into people. You're doing stuff. You're going to get hauled off and hit. I've actually seen in leftist publications them take the footage from last year at the abortion clinic where Jakar and everybody basically protected me. And I have seen them play just 30-second clips of me pushing the guy back and Jakari pushing somebody back and us pushing back and saying, look, they're attacking people at an abortion clinic. So that's what they do. They link arms. They run into you. And they say, excuse us, coming through, excuse us, coming through. And then they run people on wheelchairs off into the road. People on crutches, a brain-damaged guy named Ronnie that I've known for 20 years, a local activist. He was hit by a car. I mean, he's there, but he's literally has trouble walking. Literally, Jakari and others that were there had to protect him. I've never seen Jakari get so angry. He's usually very, very, calm and polite and friendly and restrained. He got really angry. See, how dare him do that? How dare I push back when the guy had already run into me four or five times? And then he even grabbed my microphone away and broke it and then ran off. Okay, the police put him in handcuffs after they caught two of them, but then didn't charge him. Okay, but the point is, then the media spins it that I attacked him and that my crew attacked him when they were clearly attacking us. And that's what these people do. Excuse us, coming through. Excuse us, coming through. Link their arms. We're getting the full footage. That's what's happened over and over again. And then run over Secret Service agents. You'll get out of my way. You name it. Just crazy. They tried to say that the Secret Service agent was racist. On and on and on and on. And that guy looked like he was of mixed race. But the point is that this is an attempt to start a race war in America. It's what all our inside intel is saying. It's what intel was telling me 6 years ago, and I didn't believe it. Now it's happening, and this is their plan going in to the fall in the general election and maybe even suspend things. I don't know if they're going to do it, but it's in the cards. They're moving it to the front burner. This is a big deal, and I think we should go down. Obama said yesterday, he said today, we played the clip earlier, we should play it again. He goes, I've united people. I haven't divided people. All his surrogates have done is divide people. And then he gives, every time there's an Easter statement, he goes, well, there's a lot of bad Christians in the world, and it's shameful what Christians are doing. Meanwhile, radical Muslims are killing millions of people every year, literally. These people hate us, folks, and it's time for people that like family and people that like free speech and people that like being Christian or just being in a free country. We need to, of every race, color, and creed, come together and see the manipulation that's happening and let these social dividers, these social engineers, using literal communist tactics to divide and conquer. It's time we realize what rat snakes they are and true total enemies of this country. And they are trying to stir stuff up. They are trying to absolutely infiltrate into these groups. They come in one by one, then they all link up 30, 40, 50, 60, 100 people, and then start running people down and going, excuse me, when they plow into you holding hands. I have personally had an anarchist do this to me four times. It's on tape. I've had the devil-worshipping communists do it, in their own words, devil-worshipping communists. This is who we're facing, devil-worshipping communists. And then these Black Lives Matter folks are brainwashed in the schools, told they don't have any money or any future, not because of globalism, but because some poor white plumber is at a Donald Trump rally. They are turning us against each other. Now, I don't think the people in Black Lives Matter are devil worshipers. They are brainwashed folks from the public school system, but they're led by social agitators, community organizers from the Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation. This is all on record, by the way, folks. Just look it up. And of course, George Soros. And never forget. Never forget, this is the key. He Soros quarterbacked Syria, the Arab Spring, and what's happening in Ukraine. These people aren't playing games. They're causing a worldwide meltdown to bring in one world government. And I'm telling you, I'm going to start going to Black Lives Matter meetings. I'm going to go in these these meetings, I would say, who's the controller? Who's manipulating these people? Which one of you is the foundation operative? I used to say feds. That's not what it is. The feds are just there monitoring. Sometimes they stir stuff up, but not often. Usually it's a fed who's also a foundation operative if it is a fed. And we need to just start getting in there and getting to these young people and going, don't you understand what they're doing? Don't you see the plan? We cannot let these idiots do this. And some of these young people, because I've talked to them, they go, oh, man, you're just scared. You know, we're taking over. That isn't how it works. The New World Order took over. It puts poison in your water, silly. It's the one that doubled your unemployment. It's the one that wanted to kill everybody in the womb. It's time now, folks, to say no to the globalist divide-and-conquer race war. It's time. And then they'll say, oh, but Trump wants to control the borders, and Trump doesn't want Muslims being brought in until they vet them. And we got to have borders as a country. They take the most basic stuff and act like it's racist. And then you've got all these groups. In Cambridge, England, they're taking down a bronze rooster from Africa, saying because it came from Africa, it was stolen. This is they want to take down stuff from the British Empire now, but they don't want to fight the current New World Order empire that Cecil Rhodes set up out of the British Empire. No, they're actually carrying that out. So the very empire that is running all this is letting its very symbols being taken down because it's going to take every nation and every culture's symbols and take everyone's right to any speech away. This is the final takeover. David, I'm going to hand it back to you and callers, but play the footage coming up, and they're all over every channel. It's a full media push. The heroes that were in there yelling and screaming and pushing people, somebody cold-cocked one of them, and so it's the end of the world. It's the devil whites again. They're the problem. Bernie Sanders said, if you're white, you don't know what it's like to be poor. And by the way, we had a lot of videos and a lot of images coming for that contest. I'm not going to announce it today, I don't think, yet, because they haven't organized them, and I want to promote them on Facebook and Twitter, but I want to get a status update on that. I'll probably announce it Sunday, but Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and the reason I sound so excited is because I'm not like this when I'm not on air. It's because this is so desperate. This is so real. This is so hardcore. This is so historic. This is so over the top. This is the key time in history, folks. We get the word out on this. We can have the enemies move, backfire on them, and defeat the globalists. But if we don't, I'm more certain than ever, they're going to go with full attempted civil unrest. It's already popping up all over Austin. I've seen it. Friends have seen it. It is despicable. Whites are being attacked everywhere. It is incredible. And it's so sad. It's going to create so much division that Christians, mainly abolitionists and others, work so hard to try to end. And Martin Luther King's work and so many other people's work is being flushed down the toilet by these wicked devils right now. And the people claiming to be anti-racist are the very globalist controller filth, and they know they're doing it. Remember that. Bernie Sanders, all these people, George Soros, they know what they're doing. Hillary Clinton, David Knight, back to you.
Yeah, Alex, and of course, as I was coming in this morning, I heard a headline. It was either the New York Times, Washington Post, talking about how the most dangerous place to be in the world is at a Donald Trump rally. That's the way they're trying to spin this. We have an article here from the Washington Examiner. Brian York says, this is what the protester problem really is. And he starts out by talking about how many people showed up at the Obama rallies when he was running for president the first time. Now we have that same situation again with Donald Trump, actually larger crowds. And he said there's a difference, though. When Obama was running, there were not people who were conservatives who were systematically disrupting Senator Obama's rallies, okay, and to dominate the press coverage. But now the far left is doing that. And he talks about how this works, how he witnessed this at one of the events. Here's how they do this. The protesters come to the events, many of them affiliated with Soros's Black Lives Matter movement. They have a technique. They come to the rally, they settle into the crowd, then one of them begins yelling loudly, causing the crowd to react, usually with a chant of Trump, 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 and then the protester tries to make the inevitable security removal as long and as noisy as possible. Once they finally get that guy out, then they take another protester stands up and repeats the process. You see, these people are coming in, and it's kind of a way to be passive aggressive. Okay, that's what they're. But the emphasis is really on the aggressive. There's not too much that's passive about that. It's a plan. They want to make it about the disruption. That's what they want to make the story about. They want to try to portray Trump and his followers as fascist. And of course, that's what this has been about from the very beginning. As soon as Donald Trump pushed back against the globalist agenda of removing nations, removing national borders, taking down the nations, creating a one-world government from that perspective, as well as the trade issues, as well as the climate treaties, which will create a global tax to fund a global governance. But when he started pushing back against removing the borders, removing nations, because that's what's going on in America as well as Europe, their response was to say racist, because that's always their response. If they don't have a way to fight you on that, they'll talk about that. And we're going to go back to your phone calls. We're also going to talk a little bit about this endorsement by Ben Carson of Donald Trump, because I think one of the things that hasn't been talked about is the excellent health care reform plan that Donald Trump has put out there. Maybe they will talk about that when Ben Carson starts to be a spokesperson for him. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save.
Brainforce, it's completely different. Try a bottle of it. Rob Du joins us. You worked, I guess, like 20-plus hours. Tell us what Brainforce did.
I'd been working all day. I took a couple hours off coaching basketball. I get in here at 8:30. I was kind of run down. You know, I just didn't feel like I was going to make it. And I really wanted to do a good job on the interview. I got my bottle of Brainforce right there. I popped two of them. And about 20 minutes later, it's like, bing, everything just kind of clears up.
It's got 4.5 stars. People really love it. About it, find out why third-party nutraceutical sites give it such high praise, because it really does have the best organic-based systems that will blow your socks off.
I haven't pulled an all-nighter like that in a while, but I probably could not have done it without BrainForce. I went home about 6:45 this morning, took 3 hours of sleep, got up, took two more BrainForce, and came in.
You will find BrainForce and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Every morning at the mine, you can see him around.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host for this hour. We're going to go back to the phone calls in just a moment. We're going to go to Tim, Jim, James, Brother James, others. If you want to call in, that number is 800-259-9231. Before we go back to the calls, I just want to let you know that we have BrainForce back in stock, as well as Supermail Vitality. You can get 10% off of those if you sign up for AutoShip. And you can also make sure that it never goes out of stock for you if you sign up for AutoShip. Select your interval as to when you would like these products shipped to you. Of course, you can do that with any of the products at InfoWarsLife.com. That's the way that we it's the way that we can manage our inventory a little bit better. If we know what the demand is going to be, we can make sure we meet that demand for you and we don't have excess inventory of anything. So we pass that along to you as well because we want you to win with us. We appreciate your support. And that's what we try to do is create a win-win situation. So, again, you can get Brain Force, you can get Super Male Vitality. Both of those are available. Sign up for AutoShip on the products that you use on a regular basis. Get 10% off and make sure they never run out. Again, that's all at InfoWarsLife.com. Let's go to Tim in Wyoming. Tim, you wanted to comment on Loretta Lynch. Go ahead.
Yes, hi, David. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. Now, what I wanted to mention was that Loretta Lynch had gone on to, I'm not sure how old this news report was, unfortunately. I don't remember the date. But it said that basically the Attorney General had gone on basically stumping, if the term is correct, using the power of her office and CBS's media power as well to promote the idea that they just want something really easy to do, very simple. It's just something that anybody should basically bow down and ask, you know, and allow this to be done. And
are you talking about the iPhone access to the iPhone cameras? What is it you're talking about?
Correct. I mean, mm-hmm. Well, basically, what I'm talking about is breaking in using the power. Well, using what she was talking about essentially was using the power of the public to come in from the other side, using the government on one side and the public on the other side as a pincher movement against free enterprise, against privacy and people's right to privacy.
And yeah, they don't believe we have a right to privacy unless we say that that's the ability to kill our children. That's the only privacy that they want to give us. If we want to kill our children and buy into their eugenics movement, okay, we'll call that a right to privacy. But if you want privacy, the real privacy that is there in the Fourth Amendment, to privacy in your person, your effects, your papers, that sort of thing, which is clearly what this is. I mean, yeah, they didn't say anything about iPhones in the Constitution. It's a general principle. We understand what that's about. They want to come after us with that. And, of course, there's this article today. I'll get your comments on this, too. But the FBI could force us to turn on iPhone cameras and microphones, says Apple. That's the company's head of services, Eddie Q, talking about that. He goes, where will this stop? Well, they do this in a divorce case, in an immigration case, in a tax case. Someday somebody will be able to turn on a phone's microphone. That shouldn't happen in this country. Well, the news is that they're already doing that, folks. The NSA has been doing that because they don't really care what the laws are. They don't care about search warrants. The FISA court, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, that was created to stop the NSA from spying on our conversations, from illegally wiretapping us without a search warrant. That was going on prior to the Church and Pike Commission hearings in the 70s. So they created the FISA court, and now the FISA court has become a secret star chamber rubber stamp for these people to do whatever they want to in terms of domestic surveillance. That's what they do. They turn everything upside down. The thing that was meant to constrain them has now become their secret star chamber. And so that's really what they're going to do, Tim.
Right. Well, like you said, the thing that's meant to constrain them has become their star chamber. But I think the thing that was meant to constrain them was the American public, the American populace having a brain in their heads, having an understanding of the Constitution, having an understanding of personal freedom, and having an understanding that the government is only, it's supposed to be one, very limited, extremely limited in its abilities. What we have, though, is we have, as I've said many times, and everyone on Alex Jones has obviously said many times, we have runaway federal government. We have, as I've used this analogy before, what we had before was somebody throwing a few grains of sand at us and saying, this is how many laws you have to have. And then it was a handful of sand, and then it was a bucket full of sand, and now it's truckloads of sand being dumped straight on top of our heads, and we can't fight that. We're being smothered.
I'll give you another analogy, Tim. You know, we talk about the federal government. I call it the feral government, like a pack of wild dogs. I love dogs. Most people do love dogs. the federal government is not your pet puppy, okay? It's more like a pack of wild dogs that used to be domesticated, and now they're running in a wild, feral pack, and they will tear your throat out if you don't stop them. And we have to find a way to collectively stop them, to collectively stand up for our individual rights. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more of your phone calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We were just talking to a caller about the iPhone issue and, of course, the story that's out today. Apple saying, hey, if we allow them to get away with this, there will be the day when they can demand that we turn on a phone's camera or a microphone for them. And maybe it'll be something like a divorce case, immigration case, a tax case. Who knows? Look, you have to understand that Apple and these other products, whether they are cooperating with us or not, the FBI maybe is, I don't know, they probably have the access to this as well. Certainly the NSA can look at these phones without, with or without Apple's help. And, of course, there's been indications through Prism and other things that were leaked from Snowden that they have got backdoors into this already. What they're trying to do is openly create a precedent. We've had Snowden as well as John McAfee both say, look, I can open that phone for you. You don't need to force them to create custom software for you, because that's what's really at stake here. I mean, this is not just going in and grabbing the information. They want custom software created for them on demand, the government, so they can spy on us. It's just incredible how upfront and over the top they are to our face about this now. And, of course, remember the Snowden slides that came out. They were released in Germany. They didn't get as much press here in the United States, but there was a series of three slides that I thought were very telling. There was a picture, and it said, remember back in 1984, and they showed the iconic 1984 commercial that Apple aired during the Super Bowl in 1984 to talk about the Mac that was going to be produced. And they show that the first time. Remember back in 1984, who would have thought in 1984, because that's when the Mac came out, that's when that commercial aired, and that was what it relayed to. Who would have thought that this would become Big Brother? And they show a picture of Steve Jobs holding up the iPhone. And, of course, it's not just the iPhone. It's all of the phone manufacturers. And then the third one was, and that people would line up to pay for it. See, that's the key. You are buying your own surveillance technology. And now we've got a Senate bill will impose fines on tech companies that refuse to unlock smartphones. There you go. There's Dianne Feinstein, our favorite statist, coming up with a bill to try to penalize people like Apple on this issue. Look, here's what's going to happen. These things are either going to go away or people are going to find software that is going to continue to defeat the encryption or something. You'll never be completely safe as long as you have these devices. You need to understand what's involved with the Internet of Things. And you need to understand how far more dangerous this is going to be once they begin to do this to your cars. Connectivity, as they call it, is the big push right now with all the car manufacturers. Yeah, it's a feature they can sell to you. It's a feature the government will mandate to you. It's a new thing, so you know, it goes along with the self-driving cars and so forth and so on. You can sit there and they can spy on you while you tweet and go through Facebook. But it's all about tracking you. We've tried to make this abundantly clear. We talked about this repetitively. The biggest and fastest growing area of the military-industrial complex is geospatial intelligence. Geospatial intelligence. James Clapper was the head of the geospatial intelligence within the government. He's been the keynote speaker at their trade organizations. There's the biggest meetings that they have within the intelligence community. It's all about activity-based intelligence, human domain analytics. Does that sound familiar? Mastering the human domain. We talked about Jade Helm. They want to know who you are, who you know, what you do, where you are, what your political beliefs are, what your religious beliefs are. They want to map this into a great big geographical map, overlaying you and your beliefs with the geography. And that's why they want the metadata. They kept telling us, oh, it's just metadata. It's not important. We're not actually transcribing your phone calls. You know what? The metadata tells them more than your phone conversations. They don't really care about transcribing your phone conversations. They want your metadata. That's the activity-based intelligence. And once they do that, they're going to analyze you, fit you into the human domain, and then they're going to map you on their, put you on a real map. That's what the geospatial intelligence is about. It is total spectrum dominance. It is total tyranny. They will control your movements with these cars. They will tax and track everything you do. The Internet of Things is dangerous enough, but when they create vehicle to infrastructure communication devices that are going to be mandated on your cars pretty soon. Nobody else is talking about it. We need to get this out. People need to start talking about this. Vehicle to vehicle communication devices as well as vehicle to infrastructure. They're going to be talking not only to the stop signs to give you tickets, not only to the speeding signs, which will be basically issuing you tickets, but to your insurance company. They'll be talking to the NSA, the FBI. And once they put all this stuff together, they're going to be looking for patterns of behavior, and that's when it gets really dangerous. That's when you get into your minority report type of situation where they look at you, and by an algorithm, they identify you as an enemy of the state. We can't let this happen. People have to wake up, and the best hope that I've seen is this article that we covered a couple of days ago where they did a survey of people, talked specifically to a lot of younger people, millennials, people in their early to mid-20s who said, hey, I don't want a self-driving car. I don't want this thing taking over my life. I don't want the government controlling and monitoring my movements. And I don't want something that can be taken over in a malicious way by an individual or by a group of people. Let me go to Jim in Minnesota. Jim, go ahead.
Hi, David.
Hi.
I just want to say hi to Alex Jones as well. I know he's listening. You know, I wish you guys would do something for me, a request. You really opened my eyes back about 3 or 4 months ago with your video of General Michael Hayden and his smug look on his face talking to some class of snoopers about how they don't just listen to, you know, terrorist calls. And he smiles and goes, we listen to interesting people.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, how this guy, right before Super Tuesday a couple weeks ago, got on every single news show as some sort of commentator, and it was all the same line to whoever the host was, it was anti-Trump. And that brings me back in my mind to, well, maybe in 2010 or 11 or 12 or 13, when this guy was the head of the NSA, and he so joyously loves snooping on people, and he just he's so thrilled with it, that maybe they were listening to Donald Trump. So why the news networks?
Oh, you can bet they listen to Donald Trump. Yeah, they listen to all of us, but you can bet they listen to Donald Trump. Yeah.
Well, he's interesting, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I would say Jesse Ventura is very interesting, too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's what stopped me from wanting to ever be a politician in my life, because I knew about this years ago, that every email, every text, everything you go to on a website, now it's going somewhere, and whenever the New World Order, the globalist people want to destroy a person, they can do it through the press, they can do it through just an oppositional candidate, they can know information about you that is supposed to be completely private, and it's destroyed my belief that I could have been something politically in this country. I have just given up that hope. But the thing,
well, you know, of course, they can do that. They can do that, Jim, to Supreme Court justices, and I believe that they have. I mean, we've had a couple of indications that they had looked at Ruth Bader Ginsburg as well as John Roberts, and we had said a long time ago, when you look at this Obamacare decision, saying that a mandate to buy something was constitutional for the federal government to impose on us? I mean, absolutely not constitutional. On its face, we understood that. But what was strange about it was that John Roberts wrote an opinion that says, no, a mandate is not constitutional. And then he wrote the majority opinion, reversed himself completely, and said, no, it is. I don't know of any other situation where you've had a justice write both the dissenting and the concurring opinion of the majority. And so a lot of us believed, since the other one was written first and the word on the street was, no, it's going to be 5-4 against a mandate. And then all of a sudden it became 5-4 for a mandate. Most of us believe that he was blackmailed as well.
It's quite possible that he is a globalist and he's probably a former CFR member and all that, just to be in that position. But the favor I have that I would ask your, you know, InfoWars Nightly News show is, when it comes to General Michael Hayden, can you, from now on, whenever you use clips of him, instead of using General in front of his name, because that's supposed to be an honorary title, this guy's a nerdy pipsqueak who's the biggest peeping Tom in the history of mankind.
Yes.
And just put, instead of General, just scratch it out and put world's best known peeping Tom.
General Michael, Michael Hayden, comma, Peeping Tom. That's a good idea. And, you know, the other thing from that Washington and Lee speech that really stuck out to me was the, and I can't remember, I think it's Section 213 that they claim gives them authority to violate the Constitution. He said, hey, I didn't need that. I had orders from the president, sneering at everybody, okay? And then, as you're pointing out, just before Super Tuesday, they trot him out to criticize Donald Trump on waterboarding position. Okay. Now, this is the guy who, as head, first he was head of the NSA appointed by Clinton, then George W. Bush appointed him head of the CIA. And under his watch was when we had the enhanced interrogation that they called the torture techniques. So here's a guy who actually did the torture, calling out somebody who thinks that, hey, I think that's an effective tactic. Maybe we ought to change the laws and bring it back. Okay. Putting himself on a moral high horse, but also, I think, trying to give himself some plausible deniability, trying to isolate and insulate himself from being an international war criminal, because he did violate international law. Michael Hayden was a part of that. He was a part of covering up. And he also said, let's not allow any of these documents to go out. We cannot let anything that we said or did about this enhanced interrogation come out. So he squashed all of that. And now he's out there parading around on a moral high horse as if he doesn't believe in torture. Yeah, right. I want to go to a special report before we go to any more calls. This is something that I think is very interesting. We had a caller earlier talking about in the in the debate last night how John Kasich again showed that he was a neocon warmonger, just like Ted Cruz, just like Marco Rubio. Anywhere they can, they want to get into a conflict. And, of course, the first thing they want to do is to project strength. We don't want to talk to anybody. If you want to talk to somebody, then, you know, you're a friend of a communist. You don't want to try to de-escalate a situation. No, we want to have no-fly zone declared over Syria. We don't want to get the approval of the U.S. Congress, as Leon Panetta said when he was questioned by Senator Sessions. And Senator Sessions said, well, who's going to give you that permission in your mind? And he goes, well, we'd go to the U.N. or we would go to NATO. And he goes, I can't believe what I just heard, said Senator Sessions. You were a congressman, Leon Panetta. You know what the Constitution says. You're supposed to get that authorization from Congress. They don't want the authorization from Congress. They want to take orders from the globalist regimes that they have set up. They want these wars to promote globalism, to promote their wars for profit. And they are not concerned about our safety. If they were, they wouldn't continue to create these wars. Let's take a look at what's going on in the Korean Peninsula. We got a special report from Rob Jacobson.
Tensions between North Korea and the Western world are escalating once again. This time, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea threatened a preemptive and offensive nuclear strike. This statement was made in response to joint U.S.-South Korea exercises. Operations Key Resolve and Full Eagle have begun, and they will continue until April 30th. The state-run North Korean Central News Agency published a statement that says, as the joint military exercises to be staged by the enemies are regarded as the most undisguised nuclear war drills aimed to infringe upon the sovereignty of the DPRK, its military counteraction will be more preemptive and offensive nuclear strikes. Meanwhile, the White House says they are closely monitoring the situation. We urge North Korea to refrain from proactive actions and statements that aggravate tensions and instead focus on fulfilling its international obligations and commitments, said a senior administration official. Saber rattling is not uncommon for North Korea, especially around this time for annual military exercises. CNN's international correspondent Paula Hancock says they have threatened this before, and these kinds of threats are to be expected this time of year.
Well, Amra, I think this has certainly been expected because this is going to be the first day of those joint military drills between the U.S. and South Korea. Every single year, these irritate Pyongyang. They see them as a dress rehearsal to an invasion, which is why every year we see the rhetoric increasing. Of course, this year it's more tense than usual because of the backdrop. Of course, we have the U.N. sanctions that were just passed last week.
And as of now, the situation has been escalating at an alarming rate. In January 2016, North Korea claimed to have successfully tested a hydrogen bomb.
주최 대고 2016년 1월 6일 10시 주최 조선의 첫 수소탄 시험이 성공적으로 진행되었다.
In February, North Korea claims to have successfully launched an Earth satellite into orbit using a long-range missile. Earlier this month, the UN Security Council voted to impose sanctions on North Korea. Soon after, a North Korean ship was impounded in the Philippines as part of these new UN sanctions. Kim Jong-un responded by saying that he needs to be ready for nuclear conflict. Nuclear warheads need to be ready for use at any time. And that's a direct quote from Kim Jong-un. U.S. officials say they are considering these threats true because they cannot risk underestimating them. They can say that again. We will keep a close eye on this as the story continues to unfold. Stay tuned for updates at Infowars.com.
Great report from Rob Jacobson and Darren McBreen. And, of course, war is the lifeblood of the state. That's why the North Korean dictator likes to brag about it so much. And it's why our candidates for office, from Hillary Clinton to the Republicans, for the most part, especially John Kasich last night, they always want to push into an area like the Ukraine, like the Middle East, always trying to create a situation because that makes them more powerful. It makes the people that put them in office, the warmongers, the neocons, it makes them the money. And, of course, Ted Cruz has an entire closet full of neocon advisors. He keeps them in the closet while he openly trashes them, criticizing neocons, but he is one himself. He's not a real conservative. I want to quickly go to Brother James in Michigan. You said you wanted to talk about Trump and Bilderberg. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you, David. You know, that's right about what you were saying with Ted. I heard it from Kasich, too, regards to Rumsfeld, ABB, nuclear technology, to North Korea back during the Clinton administration. Nothing new. He's got all the intelligence. Sounds really hip. But yep. I'm thinking if Donald understood and had access to the Bilderberg leaks from 1966, pretty much a WikiLeaks-sized data dump, he would also understand the skeleton key to world foreign policy, white papers, and the scheme. And, in fact, they're going to have one in 2016, probably in North America, 08, 012, same location. Maybe so. That would be great if he went with those papers and protested with us. But what's the odds of him finding any importance from those documents? Are you familiar with them?
Yeah, are you saying that you would like to see Donald Trump go protest Bilderberg? Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, that he would gain the intelligence enough to know what's going on through the document leaks from past Bilderberg.
You know, I have more confidence than any other presidential candidate I've seen in my lifetime that he knows what's going on. He's talking about 9/11 and releasing
no
secret pages.
Bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, into the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands. And it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones. Brian Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to go back to your calls in just a moment. Just want to let you know that we have Brain Force as well as Super Male Vitality back in stock. They've been out of stock for a while. Now you can stock up on them while they're here. Brain Force is something that I use very frequently. Unlike energy drinks and supplements, it uses natural brain activation ingredients like yerba mate extract and alpha GPC. It's my favorite product that we have here at InfoWarsLife.com. Right now you can get that as well as Super Male Vitality. They have been out of stock because they're so popular. You can look at the reviews. We have thousands of reviews collectively over all of our products at InfoWarsLife.com. Take a look at what people say our products do for them. See what they say about it. Make your decisions. And if you like these products, make sure that you never run out of them. You can always get the products when you want them if you sign up for AutoShip. Select the interval that you want to get these products shipped to you, and then we will give you a 10% discount. It's always a win-win situation for us. We appreciate your support of this operation. It's the way we fund our operation. We try to give you the highest quality products that we can get, and we try to help you even passing on the savings when you help us to adjust our inventory and our buying purchases there by giving you a 10% discount when you sign up for regular shipment. Again, all of that is at InfoWarsLife.com. Get your Brain Force, get Super Male Vitality, and many other products that are now in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. I want to go back to our callers, but before I do, real quickly, there was an article up on the Drudge Report today that I thought was kind of interesting. Inside Hollywood's quiet and growing support for Donald Trump. Now, they talk about how they have to meet in secret. They say at an undisclosed location somewhere in the L.A. area, about 200 members of Hollywood's private group of conservative Republicans known as Friends of Abe gathered to watch Thursday's GOP debate between Trump, Cruz, Rubio, and Kasich. Okay, it was an invitation only. Nobody gets to know where the location is or who's there. Why is that? Why is that? You know, because, and here's the irony. Hollywood loves to talk about McCarthyism, and they should, okay? But they're guilty of the same thing themselves. I mean, we just had another movie, yet another movie come out about McCarthyism called Trumbo, okay? They can't leave that alone while they're doing it themselves. So I mean, that's what I liked about the recent Coen Brothers movie, Hail Caesar. They show the hypocrisy of the Hollywood communists as part of that, and I'm not going to give away any spoilers on it, but it really was an homage to old-style Hollywood, and they basically nailed everything that was going on in the 50s, from all the different genres to the backdrop of radicalism being used through the movies to manipulate people, and also the hypocrisy of that within Hollywood, and here we see it. You know, you can't talk about the fact that you're Republican, and then within the Republicans, it's like, Trump, yeah, I can't say it. I support him, but I can't say it, you know. That kind of peer pressure, that kind of really McCarthyism. And when I look at the endorsement from Ben Carson, hopefully they'll start to talk about Obamacare. It's absolutely amazing when you look at these debates, especially the not this last one, the one before that, especially. Donald Trump had just released this health program, and we talked about it while we were doing a live coverage. It's an excellent replacement of Obamacare. First of all, he gets rid of the mandate. That's the worst thing about Obamacare. Then what he does, and this is what little Marco criticized him so much, we said, let the insurance companies compete again across state lines. Okay, why would you support, and I'm talking to Ted Cruz, John Kasich, Marco Rubio, why would you support so-called free trade globally, and yet restrict trade and insurance policies within the United States? Again, like everything we have, just like the FISA court, it's upside down. They talk about free trade, but they won't allow it in the United States. So hopefully they'll have that. And I think Donald Trump is right when he said we've had enough of these Republican debates. They're boring. They aren't asking any questions. They're not asking any substantive questions. It's time to move on. And that's it for today's show. Sorry to the callers we didn't get to. Join us tonight, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, for the InfoWars Nightly News.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.